Are you Philo Vance?
Yes, I am. Rather exhausted, Vance. You see, I've been working in my office all night.
Really? Where's your secretary?
Neither of my secretaries is in yet. They have a more lenient employer than I.
You're easier on them than you are on yourself, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Now, what can I do for you?
I don't know yet. I'm just looking around.
Oh, shopping?
Mm-hmm. For bonds. Got any?
Right at the moment, I don't have anything except a definite desire to go to sleep. Perhaps at some other time, this vague type of conversation might be very interesting, but not now, though. Will you forgive me?
For that? Yes. Vance, you're a private investigator, aren't you?
Well, that's the generally accepted impression. Why?
Well, right now, you're working for a man named David Peacock. He's hired you to protect him and a strong box he keeps in his safe. Get him on the phone now and tell him you've resigned from the case.
So early in the morning? I never disturb my clients at this hour. Sorry. I wouldn't call him even if I knew David Peacock or what you were talking about.
Nice try, Vance, but it won't work. I have a friend outside I want you to meet. Please don't move.
Interesting morning. An attractive young lady, a gun, and a friend.
This isn't anything you can talk your way out of, Vance. Hold everything. Junior?
Yeah?
Come on in here.
Yeah, I'm coming. Well, here I am, hey?
That's Philo Vance, Jr.
Oh, that's Vance, huh? Nice looking fella, hey? Huh, hey?
A curious fellow at the moment. This is a rather unusual visit, I might say.
Oh, you don't know how unusual. Vance, this David Peacock you're working for, are you going to resign as I asked you to?
I don't think so.
Make up his mind for him, Jr. And remember, Vance, I'm holding this gun.
How could I forget either you or it?
Don't you know you should be quiet, hey, Vance, hey?
No, I don't, as long as you asked. And if I'm not, then what?
Maybe that'll teach you, hey? And in case that isn't enough, maybe this will.
No! Well, I don't like your method of instruction, my friend. It's time I took a hand in this education course. You wouldn't put that gun down for a moment, miss.
Oh, now, Vance.
Well, no harm in asking. Well, it's your gun or Junior's fist. You'll have to admit that isn't much of a selection.
You get one break. You can make your choice this time. But if you don't quit working for David Peacock, remember, this is just a sample.
My dear young lady, whoever you are doesn't matter, but this does. I told you before, I don't even know David Peacock. But this afternoon, I'm going to see him and apply for the job you're so sure I already have.